Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think fans are frustrated with the situation. I think they, it's kind of a pox on both houses, us and Aaron. But, I think we've been in constant communication. It's obviously months, and, I'm hopeful that we'll have it all resolved.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler, flanked by Toby Altizer, and flanked by all of you. 414-799-1250. This is your gathering spot. I'm going to start coining this the Deer District of Radio. This is where people from all parts of town can come and gather and chat and party and communicate. And, but I'm just the one on stage. Instead of Judge Joe Brown, our guy, saying, "Go Bucks!" Instead of DJ Shauna or DJ Quaddy spinning the ones and twos, you got your boy here, and then you got Toby in the Bango costume. So we're the Deer District of radio. I just want to remind you guys that a week ago, the Bucks won the NBA championship. And I relived that a little bit last night with the YouTube video that the Bucks put out. Restricted Area, I believe it's called, on YouTube. I want to talk more about this a little bit later. Well, I cried. It's like 70 minutes. It's very emotional. And it's very, very good. It takes you behind the scenes, unlike, there's been like sounds of the finals and different clips, but this is produced by the Bucks. And following Giannis, Jeff Teague, you may have seen the clip circulating around. Someone asked him how he feels. He says, "I got an A on the group project," meaning I didn't have to do much, but it still counts. I still got the A. So it's totally worth it. It's funny. It's you'll laugh, you'll cry. I think it should win an Academy Award, quite frankly, and maybe even an Emmy and a Golden Globe and all of them. I think it should win every award possible. So tremendous kudos to the Bucks for putting that together. It helps when the subject matter is winning the NBA championship. But tremendous work by the Bucks to put that together. Make sure you do catch it on YouTube. It's on the Bucks YouTube at some point today, this week, the weekend. It's 70 minutes, and it's a real easy watch. It's really good. So credit to the Bucks again, who are world champs now for about a week and maybe 12 hours. And we all remember being here last week. Toby woke me up last week. I got a much better night of sleep. Somewhat. My kid is a little sleep regression, so that ain't good. But I did get a better night of sleep last night with sleep regression than I did a week ago, passed out in the studio. I will say that 100%. Again, I'm Bart. That's Toby. So still, we're not forgetting about the Bucks. We got some Brewers to talk about. They've got some clubhouse news, which could have been worse. We'll get into that in a little bit, but then they go to Pittsburgh and do win last night, so they're continuing to win. We'll start where we're going to start a lot, I think, over the next couple of weeks, and that's Aaron Rodgers. And this now is, this is interesting because we're going to hear from Rodgers today. Aaron Rodgers is going to speak to the media today after a whole summer plus of not hearing from him. What have we heard from Rodgers, honestly, since this started? We heard the Schefter report, and then we heard, you know, Rappaport saying he's coming back. What have we heard from Rodgers? Without sports media, what do we know? We know that Rodgers was asked while golfing if he was coming back. He says, I don't know. We know he wore I'm Offended shirt one time. We know he was in Hawaii. We know he hosted Jeopardy. And we know he was at the Kentucky Derby. I mean, Rodgers, he really has been everywhere. I mean, for as much as we've seen Rodgers, we haven't heard from him a lot. But we have seen him. We've seen him golf. We've seen him party. We've seen him play the guitar with both hands. We've seen him host one of the, if not the greatest game show of all time. We've seen him, you know, we've just seen him everywhere. We've seen Aaron Rodgers everywhere, yet we haven't heard, like, still, what he wants. He said, from sources, he's not coming to Green Bay. Never again. 5% less. Well, what's the problem? It's about people. Okay, well, what specifically is the problem? What can we tangibly change to get you to come back and not retire or sit out and ask for a trade? Crickets. We never had the answer to that. It appears the answer may have been Randall Cobb. I mean, was this whole summer to try to get Randall Cobb back into the fold? So the Packers are working on a trade with Randall Cobb. That's been reported. I have sources. And I can tell you that I'm pretty sure Randall Cobb is in Green Bay right now. I'm pretty sure of that. If not, they expect him today via my source. How about that? Okay, I can play at this game too. What I did last night was I tracked Randall Cobb's plane. I stayed up all night and I fought with people that thought it was creepy. No, but the Packers are expecting to have this trade for Randall Cobb go through. One little problem. If Rodgers goes to the Packers and says, you know, I want guys that I'm comfortable with. I'm excited about this Amari Rodgers guy and MVS I've worked with. You know, Lazard is one of my guys, Devontae. I've got a nice rapport with Tonyan, but I can't be thrown to Equanimeous St. Brown. I mean, he dropped a 2-point conversion in the NFC Championship. Devin Funchess, all right, he looks pretty jacked, but I don't know him. Give me a guy I know. Go give me Randall Cobb. Packers are like, all right, yeah, Randall Cobb, he ain't that good anymore. We can get him. So they call the Texans. Yeah, you can have Randall Cobb. Go ahead, take him. All right, cool. What do you want? Let's give us a pick. Cool. Packers look at Cobb's salary. Oh, boy. Randall Cobb signed a 3-year, $27 million deal last offseason that he's still in the middle of right now. He is due about $8 million, somewhere between $8 and $10 million. Packers are not trading for Randall Cobb if he's going to make $8 million. So, all right, Cobb, do you want to play in Houston where you don't know what the hell's going on and you're probably going to be bad, but you'll make money? Or do you want to come to Green Bay, play with your boy Rodgers, and make zero money? I guess the Packers are going to try to rework this. But I would expect Randall Cobb to be, I don't know, on the field today, tomorrow, at some point. All of this, and this is why I'm glad. Thank you, Brewers, for stealing our attention. Thank you, Bucks. Thank you forever, Bucks, for 1,000 reasons. But also, you know, we saw the reports, but here on this dear district of radio, we didn't talk about the country club membership. We didn't talk about the deep clean of his house. Had there not been a good Brewers team or had the Bucks bowed out early, I'm sure we would have devoted an entire show to Rodgers I'm offended t-shirt. I'm really sure that we would have. And I didn't like that timeline. I'm glad that we're on this timeline where the Bucks are champs, the Brewers are in first, and Aaron Rodgers is back. So how this is going to go today, Brian Gutekunst is going to talk around 8:30. We will bring that to you live. The intrigue is strong. These guys were at the podium at the shareholders meeting saying, yeah, well, it's hopeful. I mean, maybe we'll get him. As news was breaking that Rodgers was expected back, they had no clue. They were left on an island there. So Rodgers is going to talk today too, but Gutekunst at 8:30. We're expecting then Matt LaFleur at 9:40, and we'll bring that to you as much as we can before the Wendy's Big Show. And then after practice, they practice today, Devontae, Rodgers, and Adrian Amos are all expected to speak. Tomorrow's show, we'll dissect what they say, and we'll also have those for you throughout the day on the Fan. So as we've been locked in, I mean, we're locked in on this Brewers race. We're locked in on all the Bucks celebration. We're locked in on the Packers, too. We are juggling a lot of balls right now. But if there's one guy that can do well with multiple balls in his hands, it's me. What? Mike the Painter. Mike, good morning.
I see, he's going to come to me after that one.
That was a mistake.
Are you really good with two balls in your hands or three or four?
Well, let's not really drive home the point of what I was saying.
You know, it's so sicko. Funny.
What?
I bet Aaron Rodgers, you know, leaked a little bit of stuff just to see how well everybody can juggle these balls that he was throwing out to everybody. So flaming balls and, you know, whatever kind of other ones that he could find to toss out there. It's just hilarious. You know,
all right, let's get off the balls.
All right, we will. We can't think seriously that it was all about Randall Cobb coming to camp. It's just another thing to see how far they're willing to jump for him.
So I don't even know what that, like, I don't even know what they did to jump for him.
Well, right.
What changed? What did Rodgers get out of this? They're going to void a year on his contract? All right, who cares? They wanted to do that anyway.
And it makes it easier to trade him. It makes it better for us, too. In the long run, it gives us more cap space.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a win-win for everybody. I really do. I think Rodgers is going to still play. I think we're going to still have him in camp next year. I just don't think that he's ready to hang it up and leave Green Bay. They're going to work this crap out. Like we've all been saying, everybody has risks with their bosses. Nobody likes their boss.
I want to go on record saying I love my boss.
Well,
I consider him a great boss, and I would consider him a friend.
That is good. You know, you got a close relationship. You don't have that many people in the building that you have to go around. So, yeah, you can be closer to your boss. You know, I like my boss. I don't hate my boss. But, you know, I'd like a little bit more.
Are you going to use my show to negotiate with your boss here?
No, I already negotiated. That's why I came back to the company.
All right. Doesn't he know about your celebrity status that you're building?
No, because I don't think they listen to the show, and I should get them to listen to it more. But I don't have time to talk to my boss out because there's other people in front of him.
But, Mike, people are like reaching out to me and say, hey, is Mike the Painter on Twitter? I need a job done.
See, that's fine. My number's on Twitter. They can go and look.
Yeah, but you gotta take that to your boss and use that as leverage.
No, because I'm not going to use my boss's company to go and paint. I do that on the side.
Oh, very smart. Very smart.
That's where you make more money.
Very smart, Mike. You're one step above me there. Okay, good job.
But so now, what do you think the Brewers are going to do? Are we going to make some moves or what?
Oh, we're on the Brewers now?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you know, the Brewers are interesting. We'll talk about them coming up here because if Rowdy Tellez is like cranking bombs, you know, I think they need another bat, but
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if they do. I want another bat. Here's what I'm trying to say. I want another bat. Do they need another bat? I still think yes, but you know, they traded for Adames. They traded for Tellez. They've already made their deals. You could look at it that way.
Oh, so what are the rumblings out there? You got your ear to the grindstone. What's being said? Who are we targeting? Anybody?
Well, I got no source on this one.
You got extensive resources. You should know this.
I'm sorry. I don't have a source on the Brewers trade market. What I have a source on is that I'm somewhat confident Randall Cobb slept in Green Bay last night.
Hey, just think. Last week at this time, we waking up champions.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, you're touching. You are touching all the balls here, Mike.
I have long arms.
Oh boy. I think our time today is coming to a close.
Oh, Barton, I was just getting started.
That's the problem. I know. I didn't like where this was heading.
Yeah, I really got to get to work anyway.
Where are you painting today?
I am actually at the Hyundai dealership over in West Allis.
You're painting at Hyundai West Allis?
Yeah.
Where?
Over on the side of the building. They're building. Painting the building.
So you're going to see Radio Joe?
Does Radio Joe works here at this one?
Yeah.
See, I thought it was. I thought that's where he worked. But we've only been doing it on the weekends, but we're wrapping it up. So I got to thrust it over here to wrap it up because, you know, I'm one of the number one painters. So, you know, got to send the guys to the top jobs.
Go. Radio Joe, he's the bald guy that is in the parking lot
with
doing
glasses.
Videos by himself.
With glasses? Does he have glasses?
He does.
All right. I've seen him a few times.
Well, go so say hi to him.
I will say hi to him, and I'll say Bart says hi.
Do say hi. He does. Here, I'm going to play this off my phone. This is the last video he did. It's in the parking lot. It's 5 seconds.
Hey, everybody, who wants to buy a car from me? Hey, everybody,
So,
yeah,
there you go.
I didn't know. I've never seen a picture of him, so I had a feeling that this was the one that he worked at, and this is actually only the fifth day that I've been out here. I worked the last 2 weekends. And now today.
I don't think he strolls into like 9, 10 o'clock, though.
Well, they open up at, I think, 8.
All right. So. You should prank Radio Joe. You should not let him know that you're there painting and walk into the building and say, I need a car. I need the most expensive one you have. And I need it from Radio Joe. All the bells and whistles.
Right.
And then let him go through the whole process. And then when it's time to sign, say, I'm Mike the Painter, bro. And leave.
That would be mean.
I know.
I couldn't do that. I'm not a mean guy.
I know. All right, Mike.
All right. Have a great day. Have a great day, Toby.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye, guys.
Mike the Painter is going to meet up with Radio Joe today. I'm excited.
Hey, everybody, who wants to buy a car from me?
That was the whole video. That was it. Radio Joe. I think he's still at Radio Joe Sports, right? He's still, yeah, Radio Joe Sports on Twitter. He was very excited during the Bucks run. Called in the day after he called in. This is not just the week anniversary of the Bucks winning the title. It's the week anniversary of the last time I talked with Radio Joe. So we're celebrating that too today. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Rodgers is back. Packers practice today. Everyone's talking. We'll hear from Goody live at 8:30. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur live at 9:40. All of that will be found right here on the Bart Winkler Show. Who do you know wants to listen to a radio show? Got to talk about the Brewers. Christian Yelich, the microscope on him. Sunday night, we're all tuned into Sunday Night Baseball. He's struggling very badly. And now he's not going to play for the team for a couple of weeks. COVID. We'll talk about that coming up here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was one of those days where, I didn't think it was going to be 3-2. I thought it was going to be 9-0, one way or the other. Just, but we came out and set the tone on offense, and I was able to hold it up. But, like I said, all things considered, it was a good overall team win. Welcome Lokane back. You got some knocks. And so, it was, like I said, all things considered, it was one of our better wins, just dealing with all the extracurricular stuff, so you don't really think about waking up early and traveling on a day. I mean, some guys did that in AAA. I didn't really play in AAA, so I didn't have to do that, fortunately, but I had to wait till the big leagues to do that.
All right, that's Brett Anderson, who, lo and behold, might be good again. Six innings, he goes, just allows three hits, picks up the win, 3-5 now on the season. His ERA is 3.86. I give this guy a lot of grief, but he's been pretty valuable for the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers win 9-0 against the Pirates. I'm Bart, that's Toby. You can reach us on Twitter, 1250 AM The Fan. You can always dial us up. I don't know why I said dial like that. 414-799-1250. We're live from the Lakeland University Studios. Online or in person, learn your way at Lakeland.edu. So first of all, what Brett Anderson is referencing there is they did not travel to Pittsburgh until about 9:30 yesterday morning, and they got in around maybe 11:30. It's a short flight, 11:30 or so Pittsburgh time, and then they played a game at night. Typically, teams will come in the night before, get acclimated, get a good night's sleep, go to the ballpark the next day. But the plane got held up. So as many of us are tracking Rodgers' plane the other night, there's some people that also are like, a lot of people are really into tracking planes. I don't know what the hell. I don't know where this phenomena came from. Because our buddy Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com, who we'll talk to, we'll get him on probably next week or the week after. He doesn't know that, but we'll talk to him about the Brewers, catch up with everything. He's like, man, a lot of you guys are really into travel, because he kept getting tweets about, why didn't the Brewers fly out? Why didn't the Brewers fly out? He's like, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. Why are you tracking their plane the night before a series? Is this common? Is this something people do? There's one Twitter account I follow. I don't know why. It just shows the flight path that teams, I don't even know why I follow this. It's like, oh, the Angels flew to the Seattle airport today. Here's their flight. Do you follow that one, Toby? Why do I follow that one?
I do not.
Yeah, why do I follow that?
No idea.
It's not interesting.
Yeah, I have no idea what the big deal is with
everybody following. Loves tracking planes.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, who cares? I mean, obviously I want to know if the Brewers made it safely, I guess, and I want to know that they're there, but I don't really care when they show up. Generally, the starting pitcher, if they're going to pitch an away game, they'll fly early, so I'm not sure why Brett Anderson traveled with the team. Usually they'll go ahead, but either way, it's kind of odd that people care so much about team flights.
Yeah, it's very strange, but people do, and so we now have to satisfy that craving. So there we go. We will break down. So the Brewers, what? They've got Atlanta on Friday. Is Thursday, is tomorrow a night game or a day game? I think it's a night game. It's a night game. So then I guess during the post-game show, Tim will track the flight from Pittsburgh to Atlanta. Oh, the NBA draft's tomorrow. Someone tweeted me, who do you think the Bucks should take at 31? What? Like, I have any idea.
Charles Lee.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Haven't spent a lot of time the last 2 months looking at who they could take at 31.
No, this is what you need. You need Nigerian basketball Jordan Nwora to show up next year.
Yeah, he was awesome last night. We'll talk about that in a little bit because I did hop on the stream and watch that. Boy, it is not easy to watch the Olympics. This is a problem. It is not. I want to watch Nigeria, Germany. Is that so much to ask? Is it so much to ask? Shouldn't Jordan Nwora's games be on over-the-air TV? Is that so much to ask? I guess maybe it is. I put it up on NBCOlympics.com. I guess you can watch everything there. Because I even tried to go to Peacock, and then it's not on Peacock. What the hell you have Peacock for if you're not NBC Olympics? Guys, am I right? The Brewers then didn't arrive until yesterday, and the holdup was Christian Yelich, and they had to retest everybody. Yelich came up positive with COVID. Now, he is vaccinated. A lot of these guys got the one shot of Johnson & Johnson, but as we're following here, COVID is, I'd say it's back, but it never really went away. And now this Delta variant is breaking through on people. The key to get vaccinated is certainly get vaccinated. And then like Christian Yelich, you still may get COVID, but you're going to be relatively okay. The vaccination is keeping you out of the high. And we're, again, this is all, I know there's people yelling at me right now. I know it. I'm sorry. It's sports. I'm sorry. Yelich is out. What am I supposed to say? He's out 10 days with a boo-boo? Am I supposed to ignore the COVID part? I'm not the scientist. The information is coming in as it's coming in. I got vaccinated. I feel good about it. I could still get COVID, but I'm not going to go to the hospital most likely. I think I'll get off of this. But Craig Counsell did answer some questions about how they found out, what happens, and he credits Yelich a lot because Yelich could have just not said anything, and then COVID could have spread more in the locker room again. Not everybody in there is vaccinated, but Counsell credits Yelich for coming forward and talked to the guys yesterday about just exactly how this went down from the late plane flight to Yelich to where they go from here.
When we've been dealing with COVID, a lot of it feels out of your control. And so we do have, you know, you have policies in place, but we're living our lives too. So a lot of it feels out of our control. I think, yeah, I mean, when anytime, because this virus is so communicable that you are fearful that it could affect a lot of people. Having the day off yesterday was a positive and a little fortunate there, but, I don't think we're completely out of the woods. But I think it's a good sign that, we haven't had any other concerns with the virus spreading.
Craig, are you willing to share what you heard from him? From David, it sounds like, his symptoms are thankfully very mild.
Yeah. I mean, Christian reported he reported minor symptoms. That's what started this. So he's doing fine. He's doing good. There's not really concerned from that perspective. He's just bummed he's going to miss 10 days.
Craig, so much had gotten closer to normal in the last couple of months for your team. Was this jarring yesterday to have sort of be presented with COVID again?
I mean, it's been around the league, you know, and so it's a little bit of a surprise. I think we all hope we're past it. You know, I think that's how we all want to feel, that is that we're past it. We're past it. And I think, you know, unfortunately we keep getting reminders that, you know, we're probably past the worst of it, but it's going to pop up a little bit here. And so, you know, we still have to deal with it. Just to be clear, in this was Christian that reported the symptoms here. So Christian was the one here that, you know, I do really commend him in this scenario. I mean, he reported symptoms, and as a vaccinated, you know, fully vaccinated individual, like that was important that he did that, and that's what saved us in this situation, or you know, minimized things in this situation.
This has been a tough year for Christian, and not to make light of the virus, but from strictly a baseball point of view, is this one of those challenges that he can maybe use to kind of get himself back going in the second half? Can this time be good for him in a way?
I mean, I don't know. I'd rather have him on the field. So I would say, you know, we'll see, but I'd rather have him on the field and all that.
So that's from Craig Counsell. That was prior to the game yesterday, which the Brewers do win. They go on to win 9-0. Jace Peterson is also listed as a close contact with Yelich. And Yelich was just at the Bucks game. So I don't know. Good for Yelich, though. That what I said last year a lot was, as people were wondering, is there an asterisk because of the COVID season? I said no. I mean, the Dodgers still won the World Series last year. Yeah, it was a 60-game season, and like somehow more teams made the playoffs than were actually in baseball. But everybody had to go through the same thing. And you had to play on the field and off the field. You know, you had to stay protected. Trey Turner last night, Toby, your boy, pulled. They thought it might have been a trade. He tested positive as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of intrigue. Everybody was speculating he got pulled in the first inning. Some people were looking at injuries. Some people thought he got traded, and it was COVID.
So you got, like, credit Yelich, because had he's just been like, oh, I don't know, I'm probably fine, then maybe more guys, you know, get COVID or at least get in the close contact, and then the Brewers have more guys that are unable to play, like Jace Peterson, close contact, can't play for 7 days. Yelich can't play for 10. So credit Yelich here for coming forward and making sure they nip this right away so that it doesn't spread in that locker room. So you do, Counsell credited him for that, and I'll echo that as well. So that's where the Brewers are at with their personnel, personnel-wise. Now, there were other moves that were made, so they had to bring up Pablo Reyes. And then Lorenzo Cain is back. And not only is Lorenzo Cain back, but Lorenzo Cain is back, at least for one night. He looked very good last night. He was 2-for-5. Bunch of Brewers had multi-hit games. Rowdy Tellez, again, another home run. You had Narvaez, who had 4 RBI within his first 2 at-bats. Garcia had a nice night. Colton Wong had a couple of hits. So the Brewers offensively looked pretty good, except for Jackie Bradley Jr., who was 0-for-4 and had the distinction of ending 4 innings. I mean, wow. Yeah, 4 different innings. He was the last batter, and he ended the inning. Something's got to give there, especially with Tyrone Taylor. Man, Jackie Bradley Jr., I was pumped about that move. You know, he has given you good defense, but got to be better than 177. Lorenzo Cain was playing center last night. He gave you great defense. There was one ball he ran down later in the game. He ran, like, they figured it out, 27, 28 miles an hour to get there. Lorenzo Cain is a real testament to working as hard as you can only when you have to. And I mean that as a compliment. Lorenzo Cain, and he said this. He, like, sometimes it looks like he's really laboring. Like, can Lorenzo Cain move? Why is he running so slow on the base paths? Why is he, you know, kind of jogging out in the outfield, but then all of a sudden he'll run like 30 miles an hour. And he really he saves all of his energy. He saves all of that for when he needs it. He's done a very good job of being able to manage his body so that when he needs to be 100%, you know, he could be a guy that's always 80, 90%, but he's a guy that's 100% when he needs to be and then like 20% when he doesn't. I mean, why sprint so hard if he knows he's going to run around second and get home anyway? Why sprint? That's his philosophy. And he's tracking down balls last night and looked good doing it. So the Brewers do win 9-0, as I mentioned, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've got them tonight. It's Adrian Hauser tonight and then Peralta tomorrow. So the two guys piggybacked off each other the other day. That was just a one-time thing. Hauser will start tonight and then Peralta tomorrow. Elsewhere in baseball, really the only team that we're scoreboard watching at this point is the Cincinnati Reds. And the Reds last night do beat the Chicago Cubs 7-4. That's really the only team you got to look at until, you know, maybe the Cardinals make a push. Maybe the Cubs make a push. But now the Reds, they're 7 back. They've had a tough week or so. Cardinals actually have been winning. So when you look at the Central, Brewers are 59-42. They're 7 up on the Reds, 8 up on the Cardinals, 9.5 up on the Cubs. So maybe you don't have to scoreboard watch at all. You still want to acquire pieces. You still are going to need to acquire pieces here at the deadline. And could the Brewers go with the standard bullpen arm? Or as Sparky was talking with Adam McKelvey the other day, isn't now the time to go bigger? Sparky and Adam McKelvey. McKelvey thinks it's going to be a standard David Stearns trade deadline. And Sparky on his show the other day was not having that.
I would bet based on David Stearns' track record. Now, he got Mike Moustakas 1 year. That was a pretty big get.
Yep.
But David Stearns often gets these under-the-radar type acquisitions, and everybody on your radio program goes absolutely crazy because they got, who the hell is Drew Pomeranz? Failed prospect. Failed starter. You know, well, this is ridiculous. And he ends up being one of the best gets of that deadline and really helped them win every game in the second half. So I predict, I'm just going off of history, I predicted something like that. To me, they have obvious needs in the bullpen after trading guys away to get Willy Adames and Rowdy Tellez. They have an obvious need for a right-handed hitting first baseman, which just makes me think they're going to do something completely different and throw us all off track because that's what David Stearns always does. He always makes some move that you see it at first and you go, wait, that can't be right. And then it is the move, and they move guys around and they make it work, and they make the playoffs. So it is a really, really hard team to predict. But if I had to predict, I go multiple bullpen moves and right-handed hitting first baseman.
Yeah, I don't.
That doesn't help you with Joey Gallo.
No, because, again, I said this before you came on. Like, I don't want the catch the lightning in the bottle. I don't want, and again, Willy Adames worked out. But I don't want the, well, look at his home and road splits. They're really good on the road. It'll be like Willy. I don't want to go through that. I want a proven guy that's going to come in. You put him in the middle of the order, and we go. Like, that's what I want. If we're talking about winning a damn World Series and having a parade like the Bucks did, that's what I want out of this.
I don't know. I don't know where to look at what the Brewers are going to do. I don't have any idea. I think bullpen arm, all right. They'll probably get a bullpen arm. But the Joey Gallos and Josh Donaldson and Trevor Story and some of these bigger names, I'm on the point right now where I would say they don't get one of those bats.
No, I don't feel like they're going to make a big move. I think I agree with what McKelvey said, that they're going to make a move that at first you might question and maybe it works out, like a guy like a Pomeranz, like he referenced. But yeah, I think they got to make a move for a bullpen arm. They could get one fairly cheap. I don't know if you saw the Yankees moved two relievers to the Reds for a player to be named later. I wouldn't be surprised if the Brewers tried to do something like that maybe and get a cheaper bullpen arm. I just don't see them being able to make a big splash without having to give up more than they're comfortable with. I don't think they want to give up Garrett Mitchell. They might be able to move Terang, but I don't think that that's going to be enough to get a guy like Story if they wanted to get a guy like Scherzer. I don't think that's going to be enough. So I don't see them making a big splash play, but I could see them finding a guy. We looked at two yesterday of maybe a Jesus Aguilar, maybe Eduardo Escobar, guys like that. Maybe they could go pick up one of those where they're not going to have to give up as much, but they're not going to get the quality bat like a Trevor Story or a Joey Gallo. I just don't see that happening.
No, and if you look at the Brewers prospects and like the rankings, Garrett Mitchell, I mean, he's not going to get traded. They just drafted him last year. But anybody else, you know, there's some pitchers that we're excited about. We want to see Aaron Ashby at one point. We want to see Ethan Small. But I don't think the prospect, there's good prospects here, but I don't think that we're as excited about them as maybe we were in the past. So, like, if they gave up a Hedbert Perez, who, well, he's only 18, if they gave up a Bryce Terang or Lucas Ursig was another name, I don't think people are going to be super bummed about that. I think most people would be willing, fan-wise, to trade some of these prospects and get a big name. Now, Corey Ray is listed 24th on the prospect list. It's not working out for Corey Ray.
No, you expected big things out of him. I think the guy that they could move is Terang, because now they kind of have the middle infield settled, and even Luis Urias can play up the middle if need be, if they were to get a guy at third base. So I think that's the guy that I think you could see them moving, because they've got Wong for a few years. They've got Adames and then Urias. So I think you could see maybe Terang being moved. But Garrett Mitchell, that's not going to happen. Ethan Small's not going to happen. So it'll be interesting to see what the Brewers can do with what they have.
You guys can chime in. Tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. You can give us a shout, 414-799-1250. Just want to remind you, the Bucks are NBA world champions. They have been world champions for a week, and it has been terrific, and I can't stop watching anything related to it. We'll get into the Olympic part of it in a couple minutes. Giannis was tweeting last night. He wanted to watch the game, too. He didn't know where to go, and then someone told him it was on. He had to pay for Peacock, and then he said, forget it. It's like the more money you make, the less you're willing to spend. Yay. That's how you don't stay rich spending money. All right. So the USA did win, by the way, and they covered against Iran. It was a 35-point spread. They beat them by 50-some. We'll look at that here in a couple of minutes. Trade deadline is interesting, and it affected the Brewers last night a little bit, because they were supposed to go against Tyler Anderson, the lefty for the Pirates. Now, before the game, Tyler Anderson got scratched, and then there was a deal where he was going to go to Philadelphia. And then that got held up due to medical issues. Not sure what it was, but one of the prospects they were going to send. And then the Mariners swept in and got Tyler Anderson. So the Phillies thought they had this deal for a lefty starter, and then the Mariners jump on in and take Tyler Anderson. Which maybe that appeases the clubhouse in Seattle. I don't know if you guys have seen anything. Seattle's, they're pissed at their GM right now. So they're in a series against the Astros, and they made a trade with the Astros. And Kendall Graveman is their closer at this point. And the Mariners are like a game out of the wild card. So we're talking about these teams like the Cubs and the Cardinals. Should they buy? Should they sell? What do they do? They're multiple games. They're like a good 8-game winning streak away from really contending. But the Mariners are right there, and then they traded their closer for a young infielder, but they traded their closer away. Some of the quotes from the Mariners clubhouse include, "Are you effing kidding me? It never changes here. They don't care about winning. How do you trade Graveman and say you care about winning? And you trade him to Houston? It never changes." Let's see. Another player said of the GM, "The GM never comes down here. He sits up in his suite, plays fantasy baseball, rips apart our team without telling us anything." So there, That's always good. I always think of this. The Pirates were on the edge. This was years ago. The Pirates were on the edge of competing for a wild card spot. and people were wondering, are they going to sell or are they going to buy? And I've told this before, but I was in the Pirates locker room at the time where Mark Melancon found out he got traded. And he was their closer. And the Pirates were like pissed. Players would come up to Melancon and say, dude, this sucks. Good luck to you, but what? You know, these teams, that's where you can screw up at this point. You could have a team that's like rallying and maybe playing a little better baseball, but then the GM or the ownership group has other ideas. And that's always a tough time of the year in that regard. So that's what's going on in Seattle. Some weird stuff. The Pirates, who the Brewers are playing, are going to see more of that this week. The Brewers are looking around the clubhouse wondering who is going to join them. Brewers do get the 9-0 victory. Again, Brett Anderson, very good. And the offense, very good too. Brewers back at it tonight against Pittsburgh. We'll have the postgame show for you here on The Fan. The USA back on track when it comes to basketball. We'll take a look at Drew's night. We'll take a look at Middleton's night. But both of them outshined by another guy on their roster for another country. We'll take a look at that next.
You know, I think it's a group effort. You know, you always got somebody like Kevin Durant and Draymond Green who have been in this position before. I've been to the finals plenty of times and been in situations like this. So, but we also have a team who's been through a lot of adversity. And I feel like we all kind of feel the disappointment and we all want to get back out there and play and prove ourselves and prove how good of a team we could be.
Well, they did that against Iran. That was Drew Holiday. That was after the USA lost to France. Drew had a very nice game, actually catapulted him into the starting lineup last night. They mixed things up a little bit. The United States starting Durant, Lillard, Holiday, Booker, and Bam. Drew, USA wins. They beat Iran. They were 35-point favorites, 120-66. They've got Czech Republic. That game's on Saturday morning, I believe, our time. Drew Holiday, 23 minutes, 3-6, made a couple of threes, 4 boards, just 8 points total. Chris Middleton had 10. He was 2-4 for 3. And he had a couple of assists, couple of rebounds, too. High scorer for the United States was Damian Lillard, who was 7 of 13 from 3. So that's pretty much all he did was shoot threes last night. I did not stay up for it. I saw Toby tweet around 11, and I was still up. If you were going to stay up, and I said, I want to, man. The thing was, if the game would have ended at 11:40, I could have made that. But then you got to make it to 11:40, and then the game starts. And you're like, well, now I'm out till 1:30. Would not have been a good investment.
Yeah, I mean, I was contemplating staying up until maybe at least seeing a quarter, see how Team USA looked. And I was like, they're not going to lose to them. So I was like, just go to bed. Maybe I'll have to find a way to watch that Czech Republic game, though.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one, I think.
No offense to Iran. But the United States, they were never going to lose this game.
No.
I mean, you could say that about France, but you can't, though. A lot of these countries have caught up to the United States. They've got NBA players. And then it seems like Evan Fournier and Nick Batum and Rudy Gobert, they almost like care more to play for France than they do their own team. Where here, it's like an afterthought to play in the Olympics. All right, I guess I'll go play. I mean, it is the Olympics. I guess I'll go play. And the United States have been dominant for so long, we think we can just roll talent out there and go ahead and win, which they did last night. Czech Republic, the game will be 7 a.m. our time on Saturday. The USA can still lose that game in advance, but we're Americans, and we should always try to win. Now, the performance that really gives you some positive vibes is the 33 points that Jordan Wara had off the bench for Nigeria. Wara's dad is on the coaching staff of this team. Wara missed the parade, actually. He did not go to the Bucks parade. He hopped on a plane right away to get to Japan. Nigeria beat the United States a couple weekends ago. Obviously, no Middleton, no Drew, no Wara. But Wara off the bench, he was 7 of 12 from 3. He was 13 of 20 on the night. He had 33 points. Do I get super excited about that? Yes, I think I do. You know, the Bucks are in a spot where they really can't add much to their championship team. Bryn Forbes, he's going to decline his player option, try to make some cash elsewhere, at least a little more than the $2.5 million. He should be able to do that. Bobby Portis, I know he's wrestling with the decision, but every Bucks fan is telling him, Bobby, we love you. We adore you. We want you here forever. Please leave and go get paid for your own right. You earned it. You deserve it. We will never stop loving you. So fans are like telling Portis to go and make bank somewhere else. But the Bucks have a draft pick tomorrow night at 31. Maybe they use it. Maybe they try to acquire some veteran talent on the cheap. Maybe they get a buyout deal. I know everybody's dreaming about Victor Oladipo coming here for cheap. Or I guess Damian Lillard said he'd play for free almost to win a title. And that would be cool. Yeah. Do you want Damian Lillard on the vet minimum? 414-799-1250. Could you imagine? But Jordan Wara, you're going to need to see guys like Sam Merrill, like Wara, like Diakite. You're going to need to see them step up a little bit. I mean, you're also getting Dante back, so that'll be good for next year's team too. Wara's not going to be scoring 30 points for the Milwaukee Bucks game next season. But if he can be somebody off the bench you can turn to, if you can get more production from guys you already have, obviously, I'm not saying anything new here, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice because, you know, the NBA draft comes up this week and we don't know what the Bucks are going to be looking to get. But if you can have a guy like Jordan Wara kind of take a role where he's able to be a shooter off the bench, that'd be nice because he shot just under 40% in college. So he can shoot the basketball. So you hope that going forward, he can be one of those guys you can depend on off the bench for some buckets from deep.
Now, Nigeria did lose to Germany. They did lose. But Jordan Wara, 33 points off the bench. You like that if you're a Bucks fan. You like that very, very much. I don't know if you guys knew this, but a week ago yesterday, the Bucks won the title. And I am not even 10 hours removed from crying about it. You must watch what the Bucks put out. We'll have more on that coming up. And we'll talk about Rodgers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.